Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police looking for a man they say is behind a string of home break-ins across Southwest Philly. We get details now from KYW's Connor Barcon.
It started September 27th when someone climbed through a front window on South Alden Street and stole electronics and clothing. 2 weeks later, on October 14th and 15th, homes near Thomas Avenue and South Conestoga Road in Kingsessing were hit on back-to-back mornings. A wallet, other valuables, and even some food was taken. Police say the burglar may have gotten into the house on the 15th by using a key that was stolen the day before. More break-ins followed on Beaumont and Webster streets, with thieves entering through windows or back doors and grabbing laptops, backpacks, bank cards, and other personal items. Some of these burglaries happened while the occupants slept upstairs. Police say the man they're looking for has been seen in different incidents wearing dark clothes, masks, hoodies, and carrying a backpack. Anyone with information is asked to call Southwest Detectives. Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are investigating a deadly shooting. It happened early this morning in the city's Germantown section. Authorities say it was just after 12:20 this morning when officers responded to a call at North Lambert Street near West Nedro Avenue. They found a man at the scene suffering from a gunshot wound. Medics pronounced him dead about 15 minutes later. Police say details on a possible motive or suspects are not immediately available. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. In a video shared to social media yesterday, the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office says it does not have any kind of partnership with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Local activists are hoping that ICE agents get the message. Here is KYW's Sunny Morgan.
Speaking in a social media video, Sheriff Rochelle Bilal emphasized that her deputies do not assist ICE when they make arrests.
When ICE agents come into a courthouse, our deputies verify their credentials and make sure they follow all courthouse procedures. They are not permitted to make arrests inside the courtroom or anywhere inside the courthouse.
Bilal added that outside of courthouse buildings in Philadelphia, policy states they can't interfere with lawful activity on public property. Teo Reyes, the organizing director for Make the Road Pennsylvania, says the sheriff's message is positive, but it needs to be directed to ICE.
We hope this is an opening to be able to dialogue and ensure that this policy is properly being implemented and that ICE is being made aware that they are not to arrest anybody at the courthouse.
Reyes says community members should still honor their court hearings, but know their rights.
And make sure not to open doors for any masked people, masked agents who might be trying to come in without a judicial warrant. If there's no judicial warrant, you know, everyone has the right to tell ICE no.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A spokesperson for ICE did not return KYW's request for comment. Philadelphia ending a decades-long practice of setting aside a percentage of city business for women and minority-owned businesses. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us the policy change coming in response to President Trump's executive order abolishing racial preference programs.
Officials say the city stopped assigning percentages for minority women and disabled-owned businesses on contracts in September and is still working on a new policy to attract and retain what they refer to as small and local businesses. The set-aside for disadvantaged businesses was first passed by City Council in 1982 with so much support it survived a mayoral veto. But the U.S. Supreme Court struck it down in 1993. After that, a series of mayoral executive orders preserved the practice, often enforced by close scrutiny from council, and council members are not happy about the recent change in policy, though they understand the reason for it, Council President Kenyatta Johnson.
Our mayor's walking the fine line in terms of making sure we're not sued, right? But continuously making sure we're advocating, fighting for those most vulnerable from an economic development standpoint.
No word on when the new policy will be finished and go into effect. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Parents and students are scrambling after the nearly 100-year-old Valley Forge Military Academy announced part of the school will be shutting down sooner than expected, much sooner. The Delco School had already planned to close its doors at the end of this school year, but in a letter to parents yesterday, the administration says the school will be closing to all students except the senior class next Friday, November 21st. In the letter shared with parents, the school's chair, Gray Beck, attributed the decision to low enrollment and staffing issues. Undergrad students will get back any prepaid tuition for semesters after the fall, but some parents say the situation has caused damage that cannot be fixed with a refund. Parent Samija Ortiz-Rivera spoke with our news partners from NBC 10.
My son relied on scholarships. Those scholarships, we can't get it back. They're done. As much as I have tried my hardest to keep him out of public school, especially in the Philadelphia School District, there's no other, I'm left with no options. Nothing.
The Academy says it will work with the displaced cadets to help them find new schools. A spokesperson for the school says the Military Academy's college, which shares the same campus, is not closing. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.